Now, next up, have you ever used a Ouija board? Sales of these boards, said to be a method of contacting the spirit world, are expecting a huge upsurge. Is that the word? I have no idea. Google reports that sales of the board are up 300%. It's threatening to become a Christmas must-buy. Much of this is linked to the new Hollywood movie.
Debbie found the board in her house. She woke something up.
This thing, it's haunting us.
Hello?
It's coming through all of us. So who's next?
You have to break the connection or it will keep coming for you.
I'll not be watching that film. Is this a dangerous tool that should be avoided at all costs? A little bit like Vinny. And definitely not given as a Christmas gift, or is it just a bit of fun? Journalist Andrea McVeigh with us this morning. Good morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm Warren Coates from the Northern Ireland Paranormal Research Association. Good morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Do you reckon these things actually work?
They do work. It's an open school now. Some people do look on them that it is just your subconscious mind. It's actually getting like involuntary muscle movements and getting like a response with the planchette on the board. Other occasions where we've actually witnessed it ourselves that, you know, even when the person takes their hands off it, the planchette will still move and still spell things out. Now, whether it's what's telekinesis, using the power of your mind or not, but unfortunately we've dealt with some cases where, you know, the Ouija board has been prominent sort of factor in the beginning of a haunting on a house.
I don't like all this. I really don't.
Are you starting to get spooked?
Well, so what... I don't really know how they work, Warren.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole thing. They're called, like, obviously, Ouija board, talking board, spirit board. You know, they came in their own sort of in the 18th century when the sort of spiritualism came about in the Fox sisters. And they were basically a parlor trick or a parlor game. Like, they were like sort of Cluedo or what Monopoly is now. And like, people used to, after retiring, after their dinner, would have sat and used the Ouija board. And unfortunately, it's starting again. You know, there is this upsurge about people. And I mean, our group, what we tell people is, and straight away, stay away from the Ouija board. You do not need the Ouija board.
Do you actually think they bring evil spirits in?
Not evil spirits as such. I mean, like, we don't believe in sort of demons as such. We do believe in negative energies and negative sort of people when they're alive, their spirits negative. The way we describe the board to be is you could leave the front door of your house open for a year and have nice people walking by and your stuff, your house would be safe. But all it takes is one opportunist to walk by and that's your house raided. And with the spirit world, they're going to lie. The famous thing is people always use them, drink their drugs, you know, there's a party situation, somebody decides to use a Ouija board. All your defences are down and people always decide to ask for a member of their family or Aleister Crowley or something like this. You know, and that spirit will lie and tell you exactly what you want to hear because, you know, they've now got a communication direct line for the physical world and they're not going to let that go. And this is where people would always say to us, you know, if we're doing investigations or doing any of our tours, you know, is there a chance a spirit may follow us back? And unfortunately, the board does seem to have this effect on people. We know people that won't go out in the mornings without consulting the Ouija board.
This is giving me the willies, Andrea.
It shouldn't, Stephen. This is the whole thing. I mean, you have to believe in a sort of a supernatural spirit world to begin with. As Warren correctly points out, the Ouija board was invented by a businessman and it was a parlour game in the late 1800s, the early 19th century. I mean, that's what it was. It was a parlour game. People retired and they did this for the bit of fun. It didn't even have a relation to the occult until World War One, when it was taken up by spiritualists. So that's just showed for, I mean, basically for about, you know, 20 years, it was just an entirely harmless parlour game. The best people in society would have done it, and it was all very much fun. It has absolutely nothing to do with.
I would actually run away from a house if they had one of those in it.
Well, you know what?
Terrifies
me. Teenagers who did it. I did it as a teenager in school at lunchtime.
Terrifies
me. And it used to be the biggest laugh. We didn't take it seriously. We knew somebody was probably moving their finger. It was all a bit of fun. And that's exactly what it was. You know, the scientific community laugh at suggestions that it has paranormal or supernatural connections. And again, as Warren pointed out, there is a theory that it's just the unconscious movement of those people controlling.
And meanwhile, there will will be people listening thinking that it's very, very dangerous and urging people not to get involved.
Yes, but then it depends what you think about what your take on spirituality is, the occult and religion. Now, when I was at school, there was a teacher who didn't like us reading our horoscopes because he thought that that was connected to the occult. And, you know, he was very, very down on that. So, I mean, it depends what your theory is. I honestly don't think that by moving things on a board, you're connecting with the other world. And, you know, when you connect, you're calling in. And I've been to spiritualist meetings and out of interest to see what happens. You know, people are saying, oh, you know, they've got a message through from the other side. And it's, yeah.
So you think if there's
why do they never come up with anything really important? You know, oh, you know, your shoes, your lost handbag in the back of the wardrobe.
Warren Coates, you think then that they're not necessarily dead spirits, but evil spirits, do you?
Well, not evil spirits, as such as, again, as I say, like, some of the spirits people contact are sort of genuine. There's some of this has passed over, you know, and they're coming back to give information. But, again, we were down in the Common Road Jail a lot of years ago there, and, you know, some of the spirits that would have passed on in there, they weren't nice spirits when they died, you know, or nice people when they died. And them spirits, again, weren't nice spirits, you know. And not saying they're going to possess you. I mean, again, the film's a film, you know, it's entertainment value. People should use it exactly what it says in the tin.
Finney's definitely trying to shove the willies up me here with all this bad music. Jim and Ballyclare, morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
I hate that music.
I done Ouija when I was approximately 14 years of age. I'm now in the 60s, and it is extremely dangerous. I had to be exercised. I had to go to a minister and be exercised when I was approximately 23, 24 years of age. And it is dangerous. I mean, we as a couple of young lads from school, we thought we would play this game, and it's not a game. It's far from a game. And just like you said, they all ran out of the house. Everyone ran out of the house.
So what happened? Tell me what happened.
The glass was on the mirror. Now, this was one we made up ourselves. It was a mirror, and we put letters A, B, C right around the edge of it, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. And the glass started to move, and all the other boys all ran out of the house terrified.
The glass started to shake.
The glass started to shake and move around the mirror. And I was left in the house on my own, and the glass was still continuing to move. And I had to turn the mirror upside down, scatter all the letters, and turn the glass up the right way around. And they all blamed me on moving the
glass. Now, Jim, you don't sound like you're winding me up. You do not sound like you're winding me up, Jim.
About 10 years later, I had to be exercised.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm deadly serious. I'm deadly serious. It is dangerous. It's not a bit of fun. I don't care what anybody says. I have experienced it, and it's dangerous. I wouldn't advise anybody to do it. It is not a game. It certainly is not a game.
But, Jim, we did it every lunchtime at school when I was at school, and it was a game for us because absolutely nothing like that happened. We had the biggest laugh.
As you say, at school you done it, and you think it's funny. We done levitation. And we done Ouija, and we even tried seances. I have seen poltergeists in my friend's house. I have seen poltergeists, and my
what do they look like?
No, you don't see them. It's just poltergeist is whenever items move around the house and there's no one touching them.
And you've seen that happen?
Yes, I have seen it happen.
Jim, I can't believe this.
Stephen, I'm telling you, it happens.
And okay, so what? That night that mirror was doing all those things. What do you think was actually happening then? You think that was an evil spirit, or what was it?
That was an evil spirit. Yes, that was an evil spirit.
And you think
I have no doubt about it?
And you think
no
that's doubt. You because you don't sound like you're winding me up. You're taking this deadly serious.
No, I am not winding you up.
And you think that spirit got inside you? Do you?
Yes, definitely.
Could you feel it?
Damon, it's okay to say something.
One second, Warren. Could you feel it, Jim?
Not feel it as such, but I knew it was there. And it turned my life upside down.
Go ahead, Warren.
Sorry, but I'm just listen to what Jim was saying there. I mean, started Never Paranormal Research Association. We've been going since 1981, and over the years, we've been called into situations where people have used Ouija board again as a parlor trick, as a just a playtime, and for a, and what? Sorry, forget that the lady's name. There was one with us as well. you know, what she was saying about, I used a Ouija board as well when I was young. We all have. But you can say it's like walking across the road. You could run across the road 100 times and not happen to you, and run across 101 times and hit by a car. You know, it's the same as using a board. Very, very dangerous thing. You do not know what you're contacting.
Well, Warren, what I was going to say was, you have to believe in these things to start with. Surely you have to believe in poltergeists or the possibility of them and evil spirits. I don't think that the dead are evil or good or anything in particular. I think the evil lies in people who are alive in this world. I don't think we have anything to fear from the dead.
100%, 100%.
To start with,
100%. Yeah, you have more, as Phil would say, that people have a lot more to fear of the living walking down the street of your own hometown than you have with the spirit.
There are lots of stories coming into the programme now. Doris, morning to you, Doris.
Morning.
I don't know if I want to hear this. Go ahead.
Well, we played it on night duty. We were nurses and we played it on night duty. And I certainly didn't believe that this thing would work. But I can tell you it does. And that's many years ago, and it still frightens me when I think about it.
What happened?
It just moved, and you have to ask it, can you leave, and spell out, well, do not play again unless Doris is present. And I tell you, I never did I ever think of playing it again. It is so frightening.
Who's Doris?
Me.
So you had to spell that out?
He spelled, when we asked him, could we leave, and could we play again, and he said, do not play if Doris is not present, which was me. And I tell you, we never played it again.
I hate this.
Doris, I just think, why would an evil spirit come to you in that way? If there's evil spirits all around us, why would this
board? I was not a believer. And we didn't have a board. We just made up the letters and the thing and the office of the ward. I mean, it just was frightening. I tell you, it just was so frightening.
Stephen, sorry. Sorry, that lady's saying about the evil spirits. Come on, we're not saying that they're evil spirits. You say we hear the same people sort of about natural demons and all this, you know. But we have dealt with people like Jim and say where a negative energy has attached itself. Now, maybe the lady's been just lucky enough to go through life and not experience things. Now, again, we've made this. We've said to yourself a couple of times over the years, you know, and I would reach a hand out to that lady as well and say to her, you know, if somebody wants to come out with any of our investigations...
Absolutely not!
Going,
are you mad? You know, absolutely not!
TV show.
I'll be nowhere near it. Fear no fee, I'll be nowhere near it.
You know, but...
Don't go near it.
I wouldn't, Doris. I can't even go to a scary film.
On the Ouija board, we tell people stay away from severely bad news. And even people, we know people that have, you know, I'm only going to practice this to see what I think of it.
Yes,
it's extremely dangerous. It's not one time that you'll do something, but you're going to get caught.
Doris, you promised me, Doris, that you're not winding me up. That you saw that move.
I am not. I really am not.
And Jim, you promised me that glass moved.
Yep. Yes, I promise you it moved. And Stephen, see as we sit here talking, I am sitting shaking.
Yeah, me too.
Shaking. I am trembling. I am actually trembling, and I'm freezing at the thought of what happened when I was 14 years of age.
But why would a spirit or a negative energy come through a glass and a mirror or a board? If I was an evil negative spirit, I wouldn't choose that. I would choose something else. Why would negative spirits bother with things like that when there's so many other things going on in the world? Is that how they choose to reveal themselves, through a piece of cardboard and a glass? It's just ridiculous. And I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't believe in the paranormal, and I guess it's ridiculous
unless you experience it.
But have they experienced it?
I know. I've experienced it, and I know. Okay. Yeah. And it frightens me to even think about it.
Whenever you do experiments under scientific conditions, these sort of paranormal things, it always shows over and over and over again that they can't be replicated under scientific conditions. So, you know, there is an argument for saying it's a lot of it's in people's minds. People are subconsciously moving the glass or the pointer around the board. I mean, if there was scientific evidence to show that this was a phenomenon, then I would believe. But
here's Leslie
in
Ballinahinch. Morning, Leslie.
Morning, Stephen. Hi. Stephen, the reason a lot of these people are fools is because they don't know what they're dabbling in. Now, you see, if you look even in the Good Book there, the Good Book warns you about these things because in the Old Testament there, you know, the the king of Israel, was Saul. Now he went and contacted a demon, no spirit, a sort of a spiritualist, and the demon raised up the ghost of Samuel. But it wasn't really Samuel it raised up. It was something masquerading as Samuel. And because he went to see this, because Saul went to see this spirit medium, the witch told him that he would die in battle and his two sons with him. But because he believed that, you know, God allowed that to happen. And the same thing in the Old in the New Testament, where they had this girl, fortune tellers, they had this girl, and she was casting, telling people their fortune.
Yeah.
Because they were using this girl, you see, okay. But the girl was demon possessed. But the disciples cast the demon out.
Leslie, thank you, mate. I'm only moving on because we're running out of time. Breda, last call on this, and we're moving on. Morning, Breda.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. Thanks very much.
Well,
no,
you didn't thank me, because I'll tell you now, we'll not be doing this again.
Right. The Ouija boards are absolutely lethal. I agree with that young man that has spoken there.
Did something happen to you?
No, I have never played the Ouija board. We're in a Christian work, and we deal with people who have been involved with Ouija boards. And I can tell you, they are the most lethal.
Yes.
Once you play with the Ouija board, you're on an encounter with the devil. And that is pretty...
But sales of them, Breda, have gone up... Sales have gone up 300%. So what does that mean?
Yes, because young people...
People are buying them. I tell you what, nobody better buy me one for a Secret Santa. I'd be shoving it...
Pardon?
I'd be shoving it up.
No, definitely warn children. People, they must stay away from Ouija boards. They are on an encounter with the devil. The people become demon-possessed,
yes.
And that's why there's so much suicide in this country. And we beg young people and everybody who's dabbling in the occult,
yes,
through the Ouija boards, please, please,
okay,
do not have anything to do
all
with
it. All right. Breda, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.